Adventist World Radio, SID Media, will be hosting a week of prayer the last week of every second month. All are encouraged to participate and invite a friend or family who might benefit from the prayer. Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen and download the app to connect to AWR SID Media. You can send your prayer request to +27 73 470 3520, or you can connect with us on Facebook at AWR SID Media. Prayer week will be at 8:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. Central African Time. Adventist World Radio SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. We're speaking all things of physical activity and sports. I don't know if it's competitive sports or not, but Muruti will help us. Me, I suspect competitive. But anyway, so physical activity and sports day and sports play, in fact, and sports play a vital role in overall development and well-being of boys. These activities often offer numerous physical, mental, and social benefits, teaching important life skills and promoting a healthy and active lifestyle. Encouraging boys to engage in sports and physical activity is an investment in their present and future well-being. Muruti Chuma is joining us on the line once again. Muruti, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am good, Muruti. We're speaking a very interesting one today.
Yes, these days you've taken me away from the Bible. You are talking sports, you are talking,
I get you when you think you speak the Bible, you're saying people rape people. So I'm trying to cover you, Muruti, so that you don't get into trouble,
That's saying people raped others,
We are sanitizing it today, and then the next time you're going to speak the Bible again, but now, we're making the Bazarane not to...
to forget a bit.
But as much as you're not touching on the Bible, my pastor, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us before we start?
Yeah, let us pray. Our gracious Father and our God, who art in heaven, we present ourselves before your throne of mercy and ask that you guide us through this discussion, you guide us through this day, you guide us through our lives. In the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. My person, physical health and thinking, I have to declare now, my son does do all those things. He runs, he plays sports, and I'm that mom. You're not that mom that runs with him on the field. I am that one, and I try to be fit because of him as well. But as he collapsed, what is the importance? If he was not there, I was not going to run. Okay, let's be serious now.
I'm very serious.
Okay, so let's talk about, the importance of physical activity in maintaining a boy's health. As much as it applies to everyone, we must all be healthy. But since we're focusing on the boy child, why they actually need to be active?
Why do they need to be active? I think we find the book of 3 John 2, mm-hmm. and when God is speaking to us, he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper mm-hmm. and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Mm. So God wants us to be healthy. God wants us to be strong. So physical activity can help our boys, our adolescents, improve their cardiorespiratory fitness, cardiorespiratory as in heart health, can build strong bones and muscles, can help a child to control weight. It can help a child, even as they grow up, to reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression and the like. So physical activity is very important, especially for the boy child, because when we talk about boys, we're speaking about leaders of the household. So when they are leading their households in future, that is, they should be in tip-top physical condition. And then when you are physically fit, it also helps your mental state. So you can't take away physical fitness. You can separate it from mental be mentally healthy.
Mm.
So yeah, those are some of the reasons why we need to be keep our boys active.
Mm-hmm. And when they're active, my pastor, you know, these skills that they develop, for example, running, as much as, yeah, there's defensive what, in all these various sports that they play, you know, being flexible, you know, having your reflexes to work. How are some of these skills, you know, good for their physical development, and also how can they be applied in their various life? I know when they bamba you, you know, when they mug you can run if you are a runner. But most of those skills, like, how can they now apply them in their day-to-day life and even when they are older?
Yeah, like you say, we are living in a very dangerous society these days, you know, where when you're walking from one place to the other, even when you're driving from one place to the other, you know, anything is capable of happening. So in such situations, we want to start by suggesting that when we, as much as we are Christians and we are all that, we are still in the world. We are still part of the world. So things that happen in the world that do affect us. So when your child has to run from one place to the other, and when your child has to defend themselves in one way or the other, when you're talking about being
defensive.
When you exercise, not defensive. The other one you mentioned.
When we exercise.
When you're exercising, you become, you have reflex.
Oh, reflexes! Yes. You're able to react nicely.
Yeah, you have to react nicely. So when you are reacting in that, when you allow your body to react, you're also allowing your mind to react to situations. We find that sometimes when you are at school, you're a child, and then the teacher is teaching you in this way, you are failing to react to a different teacher because you are used to a structured kind of teaching.
Okay.
So when you are now used to issues of reflection or reaction, you are able to think, you are able to change, you are able to get into any situation that you find yourself in. You are able to fit in or to find yourself, to take yourself out of that because you are able to change your reactions at any given time. Your body, you know, the way our body acts, it allows our minds to also do the same.
Okay. So speaking about the mind, I'm loving how you are there because we are going there, you know. How does this physical thingy help us with physical fitness for the boys? How does it help them with their mental health? When you run, do you relieve yourself of stress and all of those things? I don't also get why these boys, you know, have mental issues, but we are not there. How does, you know, being active physically help with their mental health?
It's true that physical activity, and we agree that physical activity is essential for maintaining a healthy body. But it's also vital for maintaining a healthy mind. Exercise triggers what we call endorphins. Endorphins are our natural body's mood lifters. They lift your mood. They can alleviate feelings of anxiety. They can alleviate feelings of depression. They can alleviate feelings of stress. They make you feel good. So our children, you know, as much as we as adults, we have a lot of situations that stress us, that depress us, and all those things. Children also go through the same.
Okay.
When a mother comes home and the child sees that my mother is not okay, it affects the child in a way. When you're at school and the child has not performed well in a certain subject, it affects the child when they get home and they fail that subject. The mother and father, they are on him also. You know, it's a stressing situation. So when they are, their moods are being lifted, it also helps them to boost their self-esteem, you know, and also foster a positive self-image. When you look at yourself in the mirror and you see yourself that you are fit, it encourages you. It makes you feel like you are important. Even when someone says you are useless, when you look at yourself again, you feel like, ah, come on, I cannot be useless with this kind of body, which is in shape and all that. So besides the mood lifting by the endorphins and the like, it also gives you a positive self-esteem. It also gives you a positive self-image. So in short, exercise does improve our mental health, which in turn motivates us to do more exercise.
So looking at sports, I want to take it there now. Because as much as, you know, we've been focusing on physical exercise, and someone might not necessarily be participating in sports, but exercising, like for they might be walking or running, or even at home, you know, they might be doing those things where they watch videos and then they follow the person. So now let's talk about sports. How does it then now increase the boy's self-esteem and so forth? Because now here you are, you're at school, you decide to enter the athletics, you are the runner, you are the number one really all the time. And then you are maybe in the soccer team whenever they're having their soccer tournaments, and maybe you're the top scorer or you're the best defender and so forth and so on. How does that improve their self-esteem? And also, Murita, I want to also, I'm taking you there. Since we don't promote competition, you know, how then do we deal with that? Because, for example, when my son comes home and I'm like, oh, he's like, no, we won the soccer match, you know, I scored. Like, you know, I get so excited that they won against the other team. That is competition, isn't it? So how then do we go about that? And when it comes to encouragement, if our children in sports, they've done extremely well, how do we encourage them without fostering that thing of competition?
Yeah. Now, when we are talking about exercise, we know that exercise, you can do it alone. You can exercise on your own and you still be fit. And all these things that we are talking about, mental health and physical, what they'll still work. But now, sports and group exercises, if they are there, they offer a unique social environment with teenagers being boys or girls. We are speaking about boys. Mm-hmm. These boys can bond over shared experiences and challenges. When you're in that soccer team, you are sitting down, you are discussing your issues, you are bonding, you know. They provide opportunities to develop communication skills. They help you to learn to work as a team. They help us to learn how to handle both victory and defeat gracefully, because all those things will happen. It doesn't matter today when your son comes and is very excited and the like. There's a day he's going to come and they've lost. So sports offer us those unique opportunities to learn how to handle both. So all these, they are helping us to contribute to, they're helping to boost our social skills, and they're making us more work better in interpersonal relationships. When you grow older and you get into a relationship that leads to marriage and the like, because of that participation in sports, you knew how to work as a team. You can work as a team with your partner in a better way. Interpersonal relationships are developed through those sporting activities and the like. Now, when you talk about competition, you are talking about now an interesting topic. you know, competition. I say, you know, I fail to discourage competition. I fail not because I always suggest that life itself is a competition. When I apply for a job, and you're applying for a job also. I want that job. You know what I mean? You want that job also? I want that job also. So when I'm taken and then you are not taken, I go home and I celebrate the fact that I've been taken. You go home and you cry because you've not been taken. Now, a child who has been involved in sports, they've gone through those emotions. They knew the defeat and victory, that even as you win, you should be graceful. Don't win and embarrass the one who lost. Don't win and make that one feel bad and you destroy their morale, their team spirit and the like. And then when you're defeated, defeat is not the end of the world. So there's always tomorrow. There's another chance for you to come back tomorrow. So competition helps you in that regard. When your child is in a school where they are looking at number one, number two, number three, number four, who doesn't want their child to be the best in that school?
You know,
how can you accept that my child is number 10? And they say, no, my boy, as long as you are not competing with them, is okay. I tell my son, go there and get them. Go there and win. We are not talking about competition in that regard. But it is competition because you want your child to be the best. We do try to be very, very, very technical and very smart in our in our ways to say that, no, don't compete with the opponent, compete with yourself to become the better version of yourself, and make sure that you've done your level best. And if your best is good enough, or your best is good enough, but if you've done your best and you've lost, you still have to deal with that defeat. If you've done your best and you've won, you still have to deal with that defeat. So when you are going to an interview and then I tell you, dude, go there and do your best, and then you get there and you do your best and they don't take you, you are going to sit down and analyze where you went wrong and why you could have done better. So competition, as much as it might be also a killer in the sense that some people, when they are competing, they fight physically, they do all those things. But competition, if it's handled maturely and properly, it is actually not a bad thing.
Mm. So with that, Pastor, should we now encourage our children to be involved in physical activities as well as sport and even dream to be, you know, participate in world sports, for example? Like currently we are having the Rugby World Cup, like we're all watching it. And so I'm like, oh, if my child was there, you know. So should we encourage that or should we just say, just do sports so that you are fit, not anything else?
Well, you know, when you... Like I said earlier, we want to be the best. When I was in junior school, I learned how to play chess. Mm. It was a beautiful game that works on the mind. It's not a physical activity, that one. Mm. I'm just using it as an example. It works on your mind, your mental health, and the like. So I so wanted to be part of the school team because I wanted to be the best, and the best were in the school team. Mm. You know, I was doing well academically. I was playing chess. I never went into the school team. You know what? I was hurt during my junior school days. And then when I went to senior school, I went there and then I got into the school team. I was like, wow, now I've achieved my dream. So when we went for a chess competition, I wanted to get there. Obviously, you don't want to get there and participate and come back and say, no, I played chess. You also wanted to look at the results, how you performed. Mm. So yeah. We are watching the Rugby World Cup. Congratulations to South Africa, by the way.
Yes.
We are watching the Rugby World Cup, and we are looking at those guys that we don't know, and we are enjoying their games. Imagine if it was your son. Imagine if it was your neighbor's child. Imagine if it was, you know. So let us encourage our children by participating. You are doing well, by the way, by running with him and the like. Children learn more by seeing than by being told. So when you are... Let's encourage them to be involved in physical activity. Let's encourage them to get into sports. And let's encourage them that whatever they are doing, they should do their level best.
Mm.
When they do their level best, then that is good enough. There are certain things that are not in their hands, like who's chosen to represent which country and all that. That is not in their hands. But if they do their level best, chances are someone will see and recognize it and appreciate their whatever they are doing. And when you are appreciated, it encourages you to come back tomorrow and do again, not just that sport, even other things. You find that you are doing just sports, but suddenly you are doing very well in accounting. You are doing very well at home as a leader, as a wife, as a husband. You are doing very well because you are now positive. You are confident. You believe in yourself.
Mm.
So let's encourage our children to be healthy. Let's encourage our children to do physical activities and sports.
Yeah. No, I like that, Pastor, saying that, you know, we must encourage them to do that. Lastly, as we wrap up, my Pastor, I know we're not going to touch on the Bible today. Lastly, if now we have encouraged them, you know, to participate in this physical activity and competitive sports, because I'm like, there's no sports that's not competitive. In competitive sport, how then now do we deal with the disappointment? As much as we've spoken about how it leads to boosting their self-esteem and self-confidence right now. So now, if now my son comes out from that athletics team as the number last, you know, the number last and whatnot.
I used to be number last, Shem.
I said I must not sing. I was going to sing a song for you to mock you. So then how then do we now, you know, encourage them not to give up, encourage them to go on, encourage them? Because the losses, I think maybe that's why they're saying that we must not encourage competition, because, hey, when you lose, it's so painful, you know. But how then now do we encourage them and teach them that this is part of life?
You know, I said, I used to at primary school, we were forced to run. All of us, I think they wanted to identify who are capable and who are not capable. Yeah. I was always last. And you know, I'll be technical. I'll find older boys so that I run with them. When I'm last, it makes sense. Like, I just run with big boys. But there was no one, you know, to come and tell me, no, it's okay. It's not okay to be last, but it's okay to run. It's okay that you got into that track and you ran your lungs out. You did well. Keep on doing it. you will ultimately, one day you will not be last, you will be second last. Mm. And then another day you will be third last. And one day before you know it, you'll be the best. I remember, so that was not there. So if we can start our children at a young age to know that when you get into competitive sports, there's a win, there's a loss, there's a draw, if there are three things that are capable of happening. And then you now sit them down and explain to them that when you get into the field, if it is football, for the 90 minutes of the game, you give your level best. Mm. After the game, you look back and look at what you personally did. Did you do your best? If you did your best, then that is good enough. Mm. And then you will now come back to your teammates and sit down and analyze what went wrong, what they could improve on. The important thing, not every player will be a Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi. Mm. Not every rugby World Cup player will be in the final of the Rugby World Cup. Not everyone. But others are living that place, happy that they participated and were eliminated in the semifinals. They look at their team and they realize, you know what? We did our level best. Mm. It is just that the opponent was better. It's not our fault. But we will keep on doing this thing until we get to that place. So a relationship with your child, a relationship with your son, a relationship with your nephew is very important, so that when he's down on that day, you encourage him, you motivate him, and make him know that, yes, today I might have lost, but it is not the end of the world. It doesn't mean I cannot do it. One day I will be able to do it, and we will celebrate together. So when you are a parent, make sure that when your son wins, you celebrate with him.
Yeah.
When he loses, you don't destroy him. You motivate him, to tell him you will do better again tomorrow. And then you get back into that track. If it is running, get back into that track. Let's run. Time him. What's your time? Today you ran 10.1 seconds. Tomorrow let's fight for 10 seconds. Tomorrow let's run. Let's try 9.9 until your child is the best in that sport. So encouragement is very important, even in this. Even just a boy who has never been in sports, he's big, you know, you look at him, he walks so slowly, but you want him to lose weight and the like. Begin by working on his mind. Begin by motivating him, encouraging him. Don't say, did you see the neighbor's child, how fit he is? No, encourage him, motivate him. We have a tendency as parents to destroy our children with our words. We should choice of words we give. Yes, I was last. You're useless. I knew you could never make it in life. Look at you right now. And then when you say that, tomorrow that child is in an abusive relationship, they commit suicide. They're not committing suicide because they're in an abusive relationship. They're committing suicide because my mother told me that I can do anything in my life. So those are the techniques that work with your child, play with your child, encourage your child, motivate your child. One day, you'll be surprised how far they can go.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, motivate them. Pastor, I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us as parents? Can we motivate them and not do that thing of saying, Mang Mang has done 1, 2, 3, 4, but we are able to cheer them on. And when they do well, we tell them. When they do bad, we still encourage them.
Let us pray. Our dear God, you are the best parent that anyone could ever dream of. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you teach us how to be parents. We teach us to be the best parents that we could ever be to our children, to our boys, even to our girls. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you help us, that when they are doing well, we encourage them to do even better. When they're not doing well, we still encourage them and motivate them and not compete or compare them with each other or even with ourselves. This we pray and we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Muruti, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.